Now we're going to be introduced in the third chapter here to a third class. And we find here a correct conception of God. That is what clarifies Christian service. Now, we have this third class. We want to introduce them to you. Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Now, here is the third class. He's the unnatural Christian, by the way, or the unnatural man. We have the natural man, and probably we should call the next one the supernatural man. Then we have the unnatural. He's carnal Christian. He's a babe in Christ. Now, the first part of this epistle, as we said at the beginning, Paul will talk about carnalities. The last part, he'll talk about spiritualities. And I think Paul got very tired of talking about carnalities because time you get to the 12th chapter, he seems to heave a sigh of relief, and all of a sudden he says, "Now I want to talk to you about something else. Now concerning spiritualities, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." That's the way he begins the 12th chapter. Now, the carnal Christian is also a man who hasn't grown up. That, I think, is evident. And he is one who lacks a spiritual discernment, not because he doesn't have the Holy Spirit, but actually because of the fact that he is never growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. And again, it's his relationship to the Word of God that is the important thing. This unnatural, carnal Christian, they're babes in Christ. They have an ability but no desire. The babe has a potential to become a learned man, but he has to start out drinking milk. And Paul says, "I've fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." So Paul's not going to talk to them in this section about spiritualities. He will talk to them about that which is carnalities. And here is where the church, the present-day church, is living today. Now, how can you identify the carnal Christian? Well, it's a Christian who is using the weak arm of the flesh. Carnal methods are the methods that he uses to attain spiritual goals. They are the ones in the church that say, "Let's have a banquet." They are the ones that say, "Let's put on a musical and introduce some of this modern music." They are carnal Christians, and the word carnal is sarkakos, means fleshly. And the word carnal comes from the Latin and the French, carne, which means sensual. It's that which appeals to the senses, not the spirit. And that's the reason that you have so much of that in the church today, that appeals to the senses and not to the spirit at all. And that's the reason that most of these programs today, they're not doing anything. They get a crowd in, but they're not going anyplace, you see. Now, the word carnival comes from this word carne, flesh. And val, or valet, means farewell, O flesh. Now, a carnival was something that they had before Lent. And they called it a carnival because during Lent it would be farewell to the flesh. And the Mardi Gras down in New Orleans and other places where they have it, it means Fat Tuesday. That means you gorge and gourmandize the flesh and you get drunk and sick and everything and you satisfy and satiate the flesh and then you'll be willing to do without things during Lent. And Paul spoke of folk like this whose God is their belly. And that's crude, you say. You bet it's crude. But the thing it speaks about is more crude than that. And there are a lot of folk that this would be certainly an apt description of them. In other words, let the flesh go. Or, as the song has it, do what comes naturally. Now, somebody says, "Well, I'm not a carnal Christian. I don't believe in a carnival." I even get sick on a Ferris wheel. I'm a separated Christian.